We are pleased to be joined here at the dais in our location on the third baseline by the, I guess, new pitching coach for the Toronto Blue Jays. Pete Walker is with us. Well, considering the quality of the guys that you've inherited here, it's kind of like winning the lottery for a pitching coach almost, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be viewed that way. There's no doubt. You know, obviously with the moves Alex made this offseason and coming into spring training, any pitching coach would be excited to have the staff that they've assembled. And so far, so good. You know, there's been a mutual respect between me and the guys, and it's gone very smooth. Starting to learn a little bit about these guys so far, and it's been I'm really looking forward to the regular season.
You have to think, Pete, that as a pitching coach, you're probably going to spend more time and do more work with younger guys, less experienced guys, than you will with veterans. I mean, RA's 38 years old. But is that true, or do you spend as much time with everybody?
It's just a different approach. You know, the young guys, maybe it's a little more mechanical. There's more things that you'd work on on a daily basis. The older guys, it could be some fine-tuning. I mean, there's still coaching that goes on. They want to be coached, and I think that's why these guys are so good. You know, once you feel as a player that you've figured it all out, usually you get bit pretty quick. And, you know, R.A., Josh Johnson, Mark Burley, as long as they've been around, or especially Mark, you know, he's still coachable. And he wants to talk to you about pitching and talk to you about the little things. And it's been a pleasure so far.
One of the question marks so far this spring has been Ricky Romero coming off a tough half season, three quarters of a season last year. Has looked a little bit uncomfortable at times this spring. What can you tell us about his evolution, trying to get back to the pitcher he was 2 years ago?
Yeah, there's no doubt. Last year was a tough year for Ricky, and you know, I had a chance to talk to him a little bit throughout the year. You know, coming into this season, we certainly want to put it behind us. He has. I think he's approached his spring training the way he should. Physically, he feels great. You know, he's going to reestablish that two-seam fastball, that sinker that he used the years before this past year. So we're trying to establish that this spring training. And I think all of his pitches kind of revolve around that one. So if we can get him attacking the strike zone with his fastball, his two-seam fastball, attacking those lefties a little bit better, I think his breaking stuff works better. I think he's a more complete pitcher.
Is there a confidence issue there at all with him at this stage?
I think there was last year. I mean, I don't think he would argue that too much at times. He's a proud guy. He has a lot of pride in pitching for Toronto, and I know he took it pretty hard last year, having some tough outings. But this year, I think he's come in with a great frame of mind. I think his work ethic is outstanding, and I think he wants it pretty bad. So, you know, aside from the one inning, I mean, when people talk about him kind of reverting back a little bit, it was really one inning, and we're working on some things. So I want to give him some freedom to work on some things too, and not feel the weight of the world every pitch and every inning. And that's my responsibility, I feel, to make sure that he doesn't feel that weight, and I'm doing my best to take it off him.
Well, analyze what you think happened. What happened to Ricky?
I think obviously he ran into some issues with a little bit of command. You know, he's a guy, I think personally, he's not a command guy, a finesse guy. He's a guy that attacks the strike zone and relies on movement. And I think he got a little fine last year, picking a little bit at times, getting behind in the count, losing his aggressiveness. And I think that's something we're trying to instill in him again. And that's something that I know he's made a conscious effort to do that this spring, and attacking the strike zone, getting ahead of the hitters. And, you know, it's easier said than done. You know, I know he's made a couple of small adjustments mechanically that we won't get into here, but he definitely has made them. And I'm very confident that he has turned the page and really, really going to have a good spring. And I think that, you know, he's going to really help this team out a lot this year.
Is the knee an issue?
No, it isn't. You know, he gets some treatment. He had some work done this off season, but he actually is feeling good. He's doing all the drills this spring, you know, and you know, I think he's recovering fine. So you know, I think physically he's in a good place, and I think mentally is too. And I really think anybody that's been through a season like that, there's been some pretty big names in this game that have had tough seasons, and you know, it's a credit to them and how they rebound. And I really believe he's going to rebound.
Pete, I want to ask you about another guy who's trying to get back to what he was, Brett Cecil. You know, he came in last spring, radically different body, dropped a ton of weight. He also seemed to have lost velocity.
Yeah.
And just, again, just hadn't found that comfort level he had a few seasons ago. I saw him pitch on Sundays, back throwing 91, 92 yeah, pretty consistently. Command, so still some command issues, though. Mm-hmm. Where's Brett Cecil?
You've kind of hit it right on the head. I think the velocity is definitely coming back, but we don't want him to get caught up in that either. I think the biggest mistake pitchers can make sometimes is get caught up in the radar gun and forget how to pitch. I think, he might have lost a little velocity last year. He certainly got some of it back, and to be thrown in the low 90s is plenty hard enough for a left-handed pitcher with a good breaking ball. So I think it's just a matter of, getting him to buy into that, not trying to overthrow at times, understanding his delivery, understanding who he is as a pitcher, and, getting things in order. And I think he's made some great strides. I'm very pleased with the velocity that he's showing. I certainly emphasize he doesn't have to show any more. So, 93 or 94, there's really not a big difference, 91, 92. So the velocity's there. Now it's time to pitch.
So explain to the layman how you lose 2 or 3 miles off your fastball and then all of a sudden get it back.
Well, it's hard to explain. And there are guys that do it. And, it could be a number of things that maybe are going on. Could be a mechanical issue. Could be a fatigue issue. Could be a strength issue. So I think with him, it was just a matter of getting back to some strengthening that he did. I know he worked on the Delabar program this offseason. And maybe there's something to that. A lot of pitchers have different strengthening programs in the offseason. Some believe in long toss, some believe in the weighted ball programs. And, there are certain things that you can do to strengthen the arm and make the arm healthier. And he certainly has done that.
He lost a fair bit of weight before last season.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him yet this spring. Where is he now, weight wise?
Physically, he looks great. He's strong. He's carried on. I think last year he lost a lot of weight.
Could that have been part of it?
It's hard to pinpoint something, but certainly, you lose a significant amount of weight, and there are pitchers that will attest to it that they feel like they've lost velocity. But I think what he did was he lost the initial weight, and this past off season he got much stronger. So physically, he's in better shape. He might, just losing weight doesn't make you feel better physically. And I think right now he's stronger, and I think that's why he's throwing the ball harder.
I know it's not all about the gun and all about the velocity, but there's a guy in this camp who's intriguing to me, I think, to a lot of fans. This is a Jeremy Jeffress kid who can hit 98 on the gun.
Right.
His guy's out of options. Obviously, great arm. Hasn't worked out for him for a variety of reasons beforehand, so a decision's got to be made on him. What do you see there, and what sense do you have about the difference between him being able to fit in, make a major league team, and not? Obviously, control has been a huge issue for him in his career.
Right. Control has been an issue, and anytime you get a big arm like that with control issues, sometimes it's what he's thinking subconsciously on the mound. It could be a physical issue, it could be mechanical, but sometimes it's just his frame of mind. All I know is he's very comfortable in this clubhouse right now, and he feels really good, and that goes a long way. He's throwing the ball real well, very impressive kid, power arm. I mean, he came in Orlando against the Braves and was lights out against some pretty good hitters. So there's a lot of power there. His breaking ball is as good as we have. If he can command the baseball and stay within it, I preach staying within yourself as a pitcher. I know position players should feel the same way, but understanding who you are, and he's starting to understand who he is as a pitcher, and he doesn't have to do any more. It's amazing these guys can throw so hard and still not have that confidence, but it's developing.
I would think as a pitching coach, that's the kind of project you relish. Guy with those kind of raw tools and who hasn't been able to kind of put it together.
Harness it. There's no doubt. I think as a pitching coach, if you don't take that as a little bit of a challenge, then you probably shouldn't be a pitching coach. So, this is a guy that definitely can help us out. So it's going to be very hard to pass up a guy like that. That's for sure. He's been a pleasure to be around. He's working his tail off.
Blue Jays pitching coach Pete Walker is with us. You've got 3 new starting pitchers to work with this year, and I can't imagine having 3 more different starting pitchers to work with. I mean, there is nothing similar between the 3 of them. You've got a veteran guy who's been burly, who throws a lot of innings, doesn't throw particularly hard, good control pitcher when he's on.
Right.
Kind of a finesse guy. You've got Johnson, who's the power pitcher, and you've got R.A. with that, the goofy knuckleball. Which is the hardest to work with?
It's obviously it'd be the knuckleball.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be a fool to say it isn't.
Did you ever throw one?
Played around with it like everybody, but to really be able to help him with the finer points of the feel, I mean, I'm a realist. There's only probably a handful of guys in the world that can help him out with that.
Yeah.
But what I can do is, and we've had discussions on the delivery for RA in particular, and the keys to his delivery that we're looking for, some traditional keys, things that, again, without getting into specifics, things that other pitchers need to do every time. So there are things that we look for, and it's more of the sequencing and talking about maybe when to use this fastball and maybe when to use a breaking ball. But, he's difficult, when it comes to, because of the unknown for me, when it comes to the feel. It's hard to You know, I want to know more about it, and I'm going to know more about it. There's no doubt by the end of the season, sooner than later. But, you know, Mark Burley, kind of a finesse guy. You know, Josh Johnson with the power, I think, and with the other, you know, with Brandon Morrow and Ricky Romero, we got five unique kind of guys, you know, and I think that's why it's going to be so difficult for opposing teams to match up against us, and that's what makes us so special, I hope. You know, that's the feeling right now.
Are there similarities between Morrow and Johnson? Both of them can bring it.
They both can bring it. I know that's why we split them up in the rotation, but I think it's you know, you're always going to get a different look from us, you know, and that we with the different arms. They do pitch a little differently. You know, they're power arms, but, you know, how they pitch, and it's interesting to see some of the differences. Josh right now is working on a little two-seamer, you know, and I get it's kind of fun as these guys progress through their major league careers, they make changes. So, you know, every year you think you got them figured out, and all of a sudden they add a little something else. And I think Josh Johnson's sinker could be a pretty special one, and it's a pitch he hasn't used in the past.
We've got about 10 seconds here, Pete, but we had Casey Jansen through on the side today.
Yep.
How do you look?
Look great. You know, he's still on schedule, so we're obviously not going to let him come to Toronto unless he's 100%, but he looked pretty good today, and we're still hopeful.
Casey indicated to us that he's still hopeful of breaking with the team.
Yep.
Do you think that's likely?
I think it's possible. I'm not sure. Like I said, Casey is pretty much a day-to-day thing right now.
Yeah.
It is possible that he could break with the team. I mean, he threw the ball good. He's long tossed well. He's shown some velocity behind the ball in his bullpens. He started throwing some breaking balls today. So there is a chance he could break with the team.